Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bummerbeep Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to the NIRS, National Digital Radio Service. Have you seen Yarn Up Strong? The Moon Story, a deadly book written by author Marcia Cook and illustrated by Marcia and her son, Tamua Nugget. And they've won the Wilderness Society's 2025 Karadjia Award for Children's Literature in the Picture Fiction category. We're going to catch up a yarn there with Marcia on the line. Marcia, good morning. How are you, my sister?
Yeah, good morning. I'm good.
Good. Fantastic. Thank you for coming to the program. Before we start, Auntie, can you let the mob know who you mob, where you from, please?
I'm from Fitzroy Crossing, up in the Kimberley, Western Australia.
Yes. And who you mob there, please?
My language group is called Wurundjeri.
Okay.
From my mother's side.
Yes. And a big shout out to your mob. Congratulations on your win here. So the Moon Story, illustrated by you and your son there, Tamua Nugget. Look, congratulations. You've won the Wilderness Society 2025 Karadjia Award for Children Literature in the Picture Fiction category. Now, you've written a book before, a couple of years ago. What was the name of that book?
It's called Jarumba.
Jarumba. What's Jarumba about, Auntie?
It's like a freshwater prawn up this side.
Freshwater prawn?
Yeah.
Okay. Deadly, deadly, deadly. Now, The Moon Story, you've won this award under this book written, The Moon Story. Tell us about The Moon Story. What is the story about the moon? Would I be right?
The Moon Story is about a fishing and camping spot I used to go there when with my family when I was young, growing up.
Yes. And still remember it, of course.
Yeah, it's a beautiful fishing place. And it's where you can see the moon rising and shining through some big white gum trees over the season.
Yes. So the Moon Story brings back a lot of memories, your childhood life, and where family used to gather while fishing. Yep, while fishing and swimming. And making kaikai, making yarn, making tucker there, yeah?
Yeah.
Too deadly. And so your son there, Tumua Nugget, who are part of your illustration of your book, The Moon Story. How many children you got, Auntie?
I've got two.
Two. So Tumua, and who's the other child?
My daughter, Santala.
Oh, Santala, that's nice. Santala. How old is Santala?
She's 22.
Okay. Is she there in the community there with you, Mob?
Yeah, she's out in the community.
All right, beautiful. So, look, congratulations. Two books now. One, the illustration here with Moon Story. Your other book, your first book, did you win an award with that?
No, I didn't win an award for that.
Ah, so hence you got back onto the books, got the pen out, writing another story. Now you've won. You are a recognised author now, you could say, Auntie.
Yeah. So the first book, the Jarumba book, was written in Wurundjeri language.
Oh, okay, yes.
Yeah, and the second one, the moon one,
English.
In Creole.
In Creole, okay, yep, yeah. Broken, okay, lovely. Well, look, to me, as a First Nation man, Auntie, books written in language, that is a win anyway. The fact that language is alive in the 21st century, so I congratulate you. I salute you there, Auntie. That is fantastic. But the next one in Creole, and you won an award for The Moon Story, here it is. So you would have now the vision, the energy, the belief that to write more stories and write more books, I would think, yes?
Yes.
Good. Good, good. Have you got any idea what the next book would be like?
Well, I'm thinking, I'm going through the seasonal calendar, so...
Okay,
the
yes.
book was written for the cold weather season.
Yes.
So I was probably thinking another one, maybe the wet season.
Now, between the moon story and your first book there was 2 years. You've got to be a bit quicker than that, I reckon. I can, as soon as we finish yarn here, start it. Yeah. Start working towards it. Make it happen, Auntie.
Yeah.
And what? So your book is out and about now. People can purchase it. Is it buy it online, or how do people get the book, Auntie?
Yes, it's online.
Yep.
It's under the. You can search it up at the Indigenous Literacy Foundation.
Yep, Indigenous Literacy Foundation. Yes, ILF, and they'll have your book there.
So you can. Yeah.
Good on you.
Find them online too.
Yes. So everybody know you in Fitzroy Island, yes? You're a star now, Auntie. That's beautiful. Well, thank you very much for sharing. Once again, congratulations with the moon story. Look, it's shining bright. The fact that you've won the 2025 Courageer Award for Children's Literature. Big shout out to ILF, Indigenous Literacy Foundation. And a big shout out to your beautiful son there, Tamua Nugget. He's not there with you, is he?
Yeah, no, he's in boarding school.
In boarding school. Look, big shout out to that boy helping you with the illustration. Yeah. And you share the trophy with him, okay, Auntie?
Yeah.
And all the best to you. Nice yarning with you. Be in touch. You take care. Look after yourself. Thank you. See you, Auntie.
Bye.
A beautiful yarn there. And that's Auntie Mashia Cook, author, illustrator, and 2025 Courageer Award recipient. And she picked up the award with that deadly new book of hers, The Moon Story, and written by her, illustrated by her and her son, Tamua Nugget. Fantastic. She lives there with Fitzroy Island. And her first book, she Jabana, and she wrote that in all in language, whereas this book, The Moon Story, is Creole. That's half English, half language. So great to see. It's a tool. It's a vehicle keeping our culture alive. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your saying yarn up strong. And we are here at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns on your Dindi country, BBM, Bumabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Yarn up strong, you mob, too deadly.
Need my way back home. Need my way back home. When I'm feeling lost in the door, my people, lead my way back home.
I let my culture guide my way. Don't need no street lights. See the stories on the mountain. Talk to me like dream time. We was caught up in the storm, my baller. See that sea rise. Now we always on a wave, looking by the seaside. So we pray for change in the day to day. Have hope it'll be in a later day. So our kids can grow up comfortably with no lives lost in custody. So we pray for change in the day to day. Have hope it'll be in a later day. So our kids can grow up comfortably with no lives lost in custody. Leave my way back home.
Back home.
Leave my way back home.
Back home.
When I've been lost in the door, my people, leave my way back home. Over all of my limbs, wash away my sins. Smoke's filling my lungs. Fight the presence in, yo. Better give it all that I got for my people. These days seem same and it's evil. Try to smoke at the demons, but the demons in the place that we live in. Heathens, maybe I'm dreaming. For us to be equal, came on their boats, killing our people. Back home, back home. When I'm feeling lost in the door, my people, leave my way back home.
I let my culture guide my way. Don't need no street lights.
No, no.
See the stories on the mountain. Talk to me like dream time. We was caught up in the storm, my baller. See that sea rise. Now we always on a wave, looking by the seaside. So we pray for change on a day to day.
lost in custody. So we pray for change on a day to day. Have hope it'll be in a later day. So our kids can grow up comfortably with no lives lost in custody.
Need my way back home. Need my way back home. When I'm feeling lost in the dark, my people, lead my way back home.
G'day folks, Troy Cassidale here. You're with Trevor on National Talk Black. Don't move that dial.
Come on, drive it. Drive it like you stole it, son. Drive it.
Mark Harbrow, you're tuning in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev on the mic.
1-800-422-416.
Yes, very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from Macquarie. I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns and Yidinji country. That's BBM, Bumrabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Indigenous Radio Service. Have your say and yarn up strong. Now, pioneer and Torres Strait Islander artists celebrated at State Library. We're talking about Billy Missy, a powerful exhibition honouring the late Torres Strait Islander artist Billy Missy, 1970-2012, opens at State Library at Queensland, happening this week. And with that, we're going to catch up a yarn now with Avon Noah Jr., exhibition curator. And very good morning, Avon. How are you?
I'm good, thank you, Trevor, and good morning to you.
Thank you very much, brother, for coming to the program. Before we start, brother, let the mob know who your mob, where you from, Avon?
So I'm from Murray Island, eastern Torres Strait, and I'm based in Cairns, work as a curator at Northside Contemporary Arts.
Beautiful. Well, thank you for coming to the program. Big shout out to your mob there, Murray Island, Moo Island. Thank you very much. This is fantastic, honouring this beautiful man, Billy Missy, with us in spirit. He was a fantastic artist. Knew him personally, brother, knew his work, and here we are honouring him. So tell us about this exhibition, pioneering Torres Strait Islander artist celebrating at State Library, and hats off to State Library for having this to happen. Tell us about Billy Missy, my brother.
Yeah, so this exhibition, so it's originally curated by Dr. Russell Millage, who is based in Cairns. Mm. So this exhibition is more of a retrospective of his work.
Yeah.
And this exhibition, it features 54 artworks or lino prints.
Mm-hmm. Yep, yep.
And, but in State Library there, because of the space, we couldn't
hold all of them.
Showcase all the works. Yeah.
Well, so he was very busy. He was very active, wasn't he?
Yeah, yeah. So very active. Part of the printmaking movement. That was happening, in far north Queensland.
Yes.
And this exhibition, tells a lot of stories about, his upbringing and his home island of Mobag.
Yes. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but artwork can be sold forever and a day. So we're talking about his art can be purchased?
Yes. Yeah.
Lovely. Thank you.
So, so this exhibition, it's traveling around nationally Australia.
Good.
And, you can purchase all the artworks from the Northside Contemporary Arts Gallery.
Mm.
For people like us who can't afford, these artworks, we do sell the catalogue.
Okay.
The publication that features a lot of the artworks and stories in there.
And when you look at his work and how deadly he was, it's an inspiration, especially for young and up-and-coming artists, especially First Nations space. That would be the case, would it not?
Yes, most definitely.
Mm.
I personally knew Billy myself, and I think I met him when he was early practicing around 2004, 2005.
Yeah.
And that's when I got into the arts industry.
So one of your mentors, or he inspired you, you could say.
For sure. Yeah. And he was an inspiration at that time there too. And,
yes.
Seeing how he was working and always asked him about, tips and tricks about, the rhino, how he does it, all the symbols. The symbol, the markings and all.
Exactly.
But then I kind of, went into the arts industry as, working in the gallery space rather than being an artist. But, for him, so a lot of these stories, he was really deep into his, culture and tradition and wanted to share with the,
And it came out in his work, didn't it? His culture.
Yeah.
He was very placid too. He was so quite soft-spoken and you could say introvert-type personality. but strong in regarding his work. It spoke for him. It talked loud, didn't it?
Yeah, sure. And like all of his works, you know, you get a glimpse into a window of, you know, the life of Billy and his upbringing.
Billy Missy.
And where he came from.
Yeah. Now, the exhibition, where will it be held?
So this year we've already been to Toowoomba.
Okay, so it's travelling around. Okay, thank you. Yeah, Toowoomba.
Yeah, so it's travelling around, started this year. So it's been to Toowoomba, Harvey Bay, Lake Macquarie.
Yes.
And now a state library.
Yeah.
And that'll be it for 25. But we still got another 3 years of... this exhibition, Travelling Australia.
And do you travel with the exhibition, Ivan?
Yes.
You do? Thank you. Yeah,
when
beautiful.
When I'm available, I travel with
them. I'm saying make yourself available, brother. Always help promote his beautiful work. People need to see it.
Yeah, for sure. Especially
you should be putting your hand up. Pick me. Exactly. Exactly.
Especially for these other places where, you know, where they don't know much about
Torres Strait Island culture. That's right, exactly.
It's very important for a First Nations person myself.
Yeah.
As a Torres Strait Islander,
deliver it and make that yarn, share the story. Yeah, that's right. And you can add to the conversation in regard to his work, you know, as a Torres Strait Island man.
Sure.
And we're talking about Billy Missy being a Torres Strait Island man. Quickly, at the top of your head, island culture, tribal mob. Where Billy come from?
So Billy come from Mobiag Island.
Mobiag, yes.
So Western Torres Strait.
Beautiful. Yep, lovely. Look, good yarning with you. Thank you so very much. So it's in Cairns at the moment, is that right?
In Brisbane.
In Brisbane. Okay, righto. Is it coming to Cairns?
So the original exhibition started off in Cairns back in 2020.
Okay, righto, thank you. So it's on the journey.
Yeah. Yes.
And Billy travelling with it as well. Fantastic. Spiritually.
Yeah, sure.
Ivan, good yarning with you. Big shout-out. And big shout-out to State Library. Look, pioneering Torres Strait Islander artist. The man himself, Billy Missy, fantastic, with us in spirit and very powerful in his work. And his work still lives on. His spirit still lives on. Thank you for your yarn and all the best. And you take care. And we'll yarn soon, my brother.
Thank you very much, Trevor.
Okay, yawol.
Yawol.
Beautiful yarn there. That's Ivan Noah Jr., exhibition curator. And we're talking about the beautiful work of Billy Missy, left us on this earth 2020, and very strong with his work. In the short time that he had on planet Earth, he delivered beautiful work, artwork, and now the exhibition is travelling around the country. So look, very, very powerful. Do check it through State Library, Queensland, and you'll see where the exhibition is happening, and you need to see Billy Missy's work. And if you've got a bit of coin there, it is a good investment, let me tell you that. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say, yarn up strong. We are live here at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bumrabip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Yarn up strong, you mob. Too deadly.
We making them big moves, baby. And I don't give up off if you hate me. Let the mother off but they shady. I'm a boss, I'm an OG lady. We making them big moves, baby. And I don't give up off if you hate me. Let the mother off but they shady. I'm a boss, I'm an OG lady. I got you shot like a big B-baller. I let it drop, I grew 6 feet taller. Got two sons and I'm preggo with my daughter. I make it rain, my name come like water. Ooh, I got that big girl flex. Showing you who about to pop off next. Ooh, about to get them big girl checks. I got every black fella breaking their necks. I let it drip, drip, drip like a raindrop. This is real Aboriginal hip-hop. Don't stop, let's get it, make the belly pop. Turn around, break it down, do the helicopter. We making them big moves, baby. and I don't give a fuck if you hate me. Let the motherfucker stay shady. I'm a boss, I'm an OG lady. We making them big moves, baby. And I don't give a fuck if you hate me. Let the motherfucker stay shady. I'm a boss, I'm an OG lady. Lookie alive, she thinks she deadly. Ask if done know I am. Been doing this shit since you was in the pram. I'm an old school G, better call me ma'am. Haters gonna hate no matter what you do. Haters gonna make a better version of you. Back to knock it at the park with the whole damn crew. And guess what? Haters have no damn clue. When you give me the mic, I make it hype like a fight night. I'm the kind of type who'll be busting on your windpipe. I don't give a fuck if you're black or you're white. I run them up, flow tight, spitting bars like any, mini, money, mo. Which one am I gonna flow? Busting at your stereo, riding like a rodeo. Banging on the beats, got the streets all hypo. Claiming my title, now watch me go viral. We making them big moves, baby. And I don't give a fuck if you hate me. Let the motherfucker stay shady. I'm a boss, I'm an OG lady. We making them big moves, baby. And I don't give a fuck if you hate me. Let the motherfucker stay shady. I'm a boss, I'm an OG lady. I got that OG flavor with a little bit of spice. Just like a black full of curry and rice. I'm taking a chance and I'm rolling the dice. I'm married to the game, yeah, I'm hip-hop's wife. Best of the best, all the titters on the come up. Doing a slam dunk with the mad fucking run up. Come get a taste, cause we on another level. Strapped down, full speed on the pedal.
From December 10th, people under the age of 16 will no longer have access to social media accounts. It's part of a new law to help keep young mobs safe online. Head to esafety.gov.au to learn more. Authorised by the Australian Government, Canberra. Station sponsor.
What is greatness?
It's doing what makes you feel proud. What feels right for right now.
When you can study hands-on, all in, practical, professional,
personal. When you can learn local and give back to your community, you define your greatness. Find support of teachers who are there for you at TAFE Queensland. Make great happen. RTO 0275.
Station sponsor.
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
1-800-422-416.
Ho, hey, tu gamma,
Yes, very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country as BBM Bumblebee Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to the NERS, National News Radio Service. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong. Now, a lot of our mob do know the number 13 Yarn. If there's some dramas happening in your life, a crisis, what have you, or you just need to talk to somebody, 13 Yarn is very powerful. So we're talking about 100 calls a day, unprecedented a surge in calls to Indigenous Crisis Support Line, calls to 13 Yarn's National Crisis Support Line for Aboriginal Torres Strait Islander people, regulated surpassing 100 per day. Look, the numbers are big, just shows you how important this service is. We're going to catch up a yarn now with Auntie Marjorie Anderson, Lifeline's Head of Indigenous Affairs, and we've got Auntie on the line. Auntie, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Trev, and thanks for having me.
Thank you very much for coming to the program. Auntie Marjorie, before we go any further, can you let the mob know who your mob, where you're from, please, Auntie?
I'm Gamilaroi mob, but I was born and bred on the streets of Redfern.
Okay, beautiful. And big shout out to your mob, big shout out to Redfern mob. Look, this is so very important in regarding 13 Yarn. Hats off to you in having this fantastic service available, but very sad in regarding the numbers, 100 calls a day.
I want to update those numbers because
yeah,
I did the maths this morning.
Okay.
And in the last 7 days, we've had an average of 144 calls a day.
144 calls a day. Our people are screaming out, aren't they, for support, aren't they?
They are. Yeah. They are. Look, I think it's, you know, the referendum happened last year and then, you know, we felt rejected by our country and a lot of people were, you know, really traumatised by the language around that was running around during the referendum debate, and then you know we start these marches this year, and these marches have really impacted on Aboriginal people.
Sure.
And then the whole neo-Nazi, you know,
regime
raid on camp sovereignty.
Exactly.
And then the reaction to that raid as well has disappointed people. Because if there's somebody putting, you know, like words on a mosque or on, you know, or everybody's outraged. All the politicians come out outraged about the racism in the country.
Sure.
But Aboriginal people get bashed in a park and there's no outrage.
Yeah, you know, exactly.
The people that came out and spoke about it were our own politicians.
And imagine you talk about one rule for one, different rule for another.
True.
Honestly.
And where's our outrage? Where's our
thank you.
Where's our your response to the racism against Aboriginal people?
So 13 Yarn, so there it is for people to call and what have you. So it goes national, and how many would you have on board in regarding staff?
Look, we've got 63 crisis supporters across Australia, all up. Of course, they're not all on the phones at the same time.
No.
Because we're 24/7, we've got shifts 24/7.
Yeah.
And the fact of the matter is that it's 100% Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander employment. So when you ring, you know there's mob on the end of the line.
Good. And you can't beat black on black. When you've got our mob talking to our mob, there's more openness. There's more, safe, you know, and you can yarn and you feel stronger and spiritually connected, I would say.
Yeah, and you don't have to explain who you are and your family makeup and your cultural responsibilities and your family responsibilities. Before you can get the help you need, you can just dive right in.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so very much. So how long have you held the reins for at 13 Yarn?
Sorry?
How long have you held the reins for? How long have you been running it?
Since the very beginning.
Yeah, thank you.
I was brought on to design,
develop
and deliver 13 Yarn.
And so how long has 13 Yarn been operating for now, Auntie Marjorie?
3.5 years.
3.5 years. Look, very, very powerful, well needed. In regards to a brother or sister on the line who has problems or have concerns, how do you direct them? Where can you take them to? What's the process for your workers talking to our mob?
Well, the first thing we do is listen.
Thank you.
So when you ring up, you'll have somebody on the end of the line who's really listening to you and trying to understand where you're coming from.
Yep.
And the crisis supporters will sit in your space.
Yes.
So whatever you want to talk about, you can talk about.
Okay, lovely.
And then what we try and do is, you know, de-escalate and empower that person to think about how they're going to keep safe.
Yep.
And how they're going to keep safe mentally and how are they going to keep safe physically. And so we try and endeavour to get a safe plan at the end of the call.
Mm-hmm.
So the person is empowered. They've got a plan in case they, you know, start to think about things again.
Mm-hmm.
And or if they need ongoing help, if they need counselling or they just might need another service.
Yes.
We then refer them to the services in the area that they nominate want the services to be in. Because we don't know anything about you. We don't ask questions.
Yep.
We don't want to know your name, your age. We don't want to know anything about you. So, or we would like to get to know you, but it's not the role of a crisis line to do that.
Yeah, we're not here to pry, so to speak. We're here to guide you, direct you, and be a pair of ears, you could say.
That's true. Mm. We've had one old fella that rung up. He was an old songman from WA.
Mm.
And he rang up and he just wanted to vent about the government and about lots of different things, you know.
Mm.
And he rang up and he vented and he really, you know, spat it all out. And then at the end of the call, he said, "This is the first time I feel like I've been really listened to."
Oh, beautiful.
And now that song man rings up occasionally and sings songs.
That's right.
To our crisis supporters to keep them safe.
Yeah, beautiful. No, it's fantastic. It's a team effort, isn't it, Auntie?
It is. It is.
Well, look, thank you very much for your yarn. The numbers are high, 140 a day. But here's the service. We are here. And I would say a big shout out and hats off to your deadly team Look, it is a team effort, and they are doing wonderful work in regard to looking after our mob on the Big Island, Australia, aren't they?
Yeah, those crisis supporters do a great job. You
yes.
know, they're there and they listen and they're mob.
Yeah, beautiful. Well, thank you very much, Auntie. You take care. All the best. I'll stay in touch and we'll yarn soon, Auntie.
Okay, true. Bye.
Bye-bye. Beautiful yarn there. That's Auntie Marjorie Anderson, Lifeline's Head of Indigenous Affairs. As I was saying earlier, 100 days, 100 calls a day. She just corrected me, 140-odd calls a day. And the numbers are surging in regard to Indigenous Crisis Support Line. So it just shows you how important the services is needed. You can call the 1311 number. Yes, you can. But when you're talking about First Nation mob, dealing with First Nation mob, black on black, that's the best medicine in itself. So that number again, 13 YARN. Do look it up and check it out, and you can have your say. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. YARN up strong here on your Talk Black program. We're live at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, and that's BBM Bummer Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. And your host, the Baldy One, Trevor Tim, 22, Murray from the Curry, host for your daily program, National Talk Black.
G'day, you mob. This is Tanya Kernigan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now, 1-800-422-416. Roll my toy pa, toli man toy pa, roll my toy pa. Roll my toy pa, toli man toy pa, roll my toy pa. Roll my toy pa, toli man toy pa, roll my toy pa. Sese roy pa, toli man toy pa, roll my toy pa. Roll my toy pa, toli man toy pa, roll my toy pa. Sese roy pa, toli man toy pa, roll my toy pa.
Salah Siakam, Salah Siakam. Killing and pillaging, they don't give a damn. Burning the villages in a demonic craze. Broadsword knives and their muskets ablaze. War Salasia come. Listen to my drum.
Roll my toy pa, toli man toy pa, roll my toy pa. Roll my toy pa, toli man toy pa, roll my toy pa. Roll my toy pa, toli man toy pa, roll my toy pa.
Salasia come, Salasia come. Piadra Meriam from Lassendam. Run to the south, ya be alarm. An old man and his wife were hacked with a knife. War Salasia come. Listen to my drum.
Roll my toy pa, toli man toy pa, roll my toy pa. Roll my toy pa, roll my toy pa. Roll my toy pa, toli man toy pa, roll my toy pa. Sese roy pa, toli man toy pa, roll my toy pa.
Salasia come, Salasia come. Cometa Milram from Sebek to Kiam. Might get their bones lay exposed to bleach. In the sun, there's blood on the beach. War Salasia come. Listen to my drum. Remember your past. You will make those same mistakes again. Your future's bright at last. But if you forget your past, you will make those same mistakes again. You lay buried on the shores of Werbadu. I hear your spirit cry like the call of the moon. You call to me, come listen to my drum. You call to me, come listen to my drum. Nima is calling you, come listen to my drum.
Ah, ha, ha, ha.
we get on your mob, it's me, Bushtaka Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
For 6 years I've lived in city. Every night I dream of sea. They say home is where you find it. Will this place ever satisfy me? For I come from the soul of the people. We always live by the sea. Now I'm down here living in the city with my girl and my family. Take me away. This decor ain't really fit for a king. Cause what I say, I ain't really feel what they done with the place. Y'all can take it all back in exchange for them old ways. I got freedom on my mind. This ain't freedom, fam, they lie. I build castles up in the sky to remind me of how we fly to the coast. Raise a toast for my beautiful island home. For not where we came from, but where it is that we gone. I tell her, evening, drop wind blows. From the hills all across the plains, I close my eyes, I'm standing, a bird on the sea again. I'm holding on to the spiel, feel I'm close to where it must be. My island home waits for me. My island home. I went home. I went home.